Hard to realize these days how easy it was to get on a motorcycle when I first did. I literally saved up my money, went to the bike shop with trembling hands, paid my hard-earned few dollars over, got on the bike and left. There was no special license needed at the time, let alone training. So nobody taught me, except I guess I had a good friend who'd let me ride his bike and shown me a little bit. I remember I almost ran it into a brick wall the very first time I was on it. Did a wheelie, the only wheelie in my life. Was the very first time I ever got on a bike. Popped the clutch, so to speak. Next thing I knew, I had one wheel way up in the air. But I wasn't deterred, and I my first bike was a Suzuki 90 dirt bike. I just rode it to death in fields, and we didn't really have organized motocross back then, so you sort of, some of us would just go pick a place where we wouldn't be in anybody's way, and that was also the only time I can ever remember falling down on a motorcycle. Falling down was almost the point of riding one of those, and you didn't have far to fall, and I never really got hurt. I had a string of bikes then for a while, and then there was a stretch when the girls were little and I was so busy that I didn't. I remember when I moved off to Washington, I gave my Honda 750, I guess at the time, to my best friend on the understanding that one day when I came back, if it was still running, he'd give it back to me. But that never happened. Since becoming governor, I've had lots of fun riding them and meeting people. I found that I can ride to on official business, and people don't seem to mind. I'm always cautious that, or concerned that maybe somebody would find it inappropriate, but that hasn't happened yet. People seem to enjoy it, think it's maybe a little bit of fun. And clearly the most memorable bike experience of the governor's years was getting my leg bit by a farm dog down around Gosport, Indiana. Overnight host, people being so nice as to put me up, but they hadn't checked with their Grand Pyrenees dog, who I think was upset by all the noise. My one Harley makes a lot of noise, and she didn't deal with it very well and left an indelible mark that I'll have on me the rest of my days. Indiana's just an absolutely great state for riding, and I really love the southern part of the state. We have a little more hills there, and of course just an endless variety of back roads, country roads, and you almost can turn in any direction and have a lot of fun. At the right time of year, it's just beautiful. But really, anywhere in Indiana, our state was made for things that go fast and almost built, I think, for motorcycle enjoyment. So best thing these days, I've always, in 30 plus years, 35 years of riding, I've always enjoyed the sense of freedom, but you really get it in this job when most of your life you have helpful people taking you around or hovering around protecting you, even though we keep that to a minimum. The only time I'm really alone, it seems, is when I'm on two wheels. They're back there a few car lengths somewhere, but I do have the illusion of freedom.